Kicking us off this hour here on Sports Day, we get inside the hub over on the Gold Coast. James Aish joins us from the Freo Dockers. Welcome, Aishy. How are you going, mate?
Very well, guys. Thanks for having me.
A busy day today, mate. I know that you've been COVID testing. How is that, mate? I went and had a crack at it. They stick that thing right up your... They stick it down your gob first in the back of your throat and then whack it up your nose. Does it bring a tear to your eye?
Yeah, it definitely can. It doesn't really get much easier. And we're having a bit of a laugh. We think the technique's a bit different over here, and it's sort of a bit sharper, so we're trying to get through them as best as we can.
Hey, mate, how often, like, obviously we're joking about it, but this is serious stuff, and it's the reason why we're allowed to keep playing AFL footy and amongst other codes in this country. So you have a test today, and I believe that you get tested twice a week. That's how it works, and I think you also get your temperature taken. Is that right?
Yep, so temperature every morning. They've actually installed something this morning, which is pretty high tech at breakfast, where you pretty much walk in front of a screen, similar to at airports, and it just registers your temperature. So that's every morning, and then two COVID tests. So I think there's a figure; it has to be roughly 2 days before any contact training, so our main session and games as well. So we get that done.
And how's Hub Life treating you? Are you able to get out and play a few different sports now?
Yeah, I think the announcement came through yesterday, just allowing golf and surfing, and there's tennis courts as well, so there's a few options out there. But yeah, as you probably all would have seen, we were able to pack the truck and the boys brought over clubs and surfboards and that sort of stuff. So hopefully over the next few days, we'll be able to get stuck into that.
All right, we better talk about a bit of footy. What did you make of the performance? Did a lot right again, but still 0-2. That's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, clearly want to win. We did heaps right and probably played a lot more how we want to play. Certainly things we're happy with, and we went through that in review. But, just basically two patches where we leaked a few goals, and against good teams or any teams in the competition these days, you just can't do that. We just have to be more consistent, really.
And, mate, when it comes to your own personal performance, I mean, 26 touches was 2016 where you got the most touches in your career, 28 against the Doggies and 26 against West Coast. Are you enjoying the freedom and the opportunity that you're being given under Justin Longmuir since you've obviously arrived here at Freo?
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. And probably just feeling a bit more experienced as a player within the team, so a bit more falls on my shoulders as well, which I enjoy. But there'll still be times I'll play in the back line, probably. I did in round one, and I enjoy doing that. It's a different challenge. But, I'm really enjoying being part of the midfield, trying to build relationships with all those guys. And, on the weekend, I was pretty happy. I played a pretty solid game, so... hopefully I can just become more damaging, more effective, and help us get a few wins.
Michael Walters and Nathan Fyfe obviously kicked the five goals between them, and they predominantly are playing up through that midfield. Is that something that we're going to see a lot of? I know that David Mundy has done in the past where he has gone up into the midfield and then rotated forward and been able to get onto the scoreboard. Is that something we're going to continue to see? It was a Ross Lyon sort of strategy, but is that something that's part of Justin Longmuir's mantra as well?
Yeah, I think you'd be pretty silly not to take advantage of it. They probably both offer different strengths in both areas, but they're just super dangerous players. Make the oppo pretty nervous. So, I think there'll be times when they're in the midfield together, and then there'll be times when one of them will be down forward. It'll just be probably a bit of a matter of who we play against, what we can try and take advantage of, and... I'm sure you'll see hopefully a lot of goals between the two of them.
And what about the big blokes, mate? There's obviously competition for spots now that Sean Darcy's out of the side, and who we're going to see come in. Meek, we've been having this discussion. Last night we had a chat to Simon Eastor, and we spoke about Jesse Hogan, and obviously there's a few other players as well that are fighting for their spots. And apparently the hit out prior to your game against the boys on the weekend, Brisbane, was pretty good.
Yeah, from all reports, it was really good. I think Brisbane had a few more numbers available, so Yeah, our guys put up a really good fight and probably fell away late in quarters. But yeah, I think it was really good. A lot of those guys are pressing for games. Yeah, luckily with Sean, there was no structural damage, so it won't be a long-term one. But yeah, like you said, there's a couple of guys there. I know Lloyd would absolutely love the opportunity. He'd do anything for it. So if he comes in, he'd be a really big presence. Yeah, and clearly Jesse, he's on his comeback and he's looking really good, always in great shape. So yeah, there's a few decisions to be made there.
Did Sean do much at training today?
Today was a small group session, so I didn't actually see him. We all split up at different times, but I don't think he did too much. But yeah, hopefully it's just one of those ones where he can get moving pretty quickly, and he'll be back. Yeah, hopefully, I don't know, within a week or two.
It's important to have a really good ruck set up because you were exposed a few times in the centre bounce, and no doubt Justin Longmuir spent a bit of time through the review meeting just looking at a few of the occasions where Brisbane walked out with the footy.
Yeah, our numbers are actually really good. I think we're on top in centre bounce, but we just gave up a few of those ones out the front where they were able to pretty much kick goals for them, so it's really damaging. But I think they're just tiny little structural things. Like, it's as simple as standing on the wrong side of the bloke or getting nudged under the ball. We really want to stop them. We'll have things in place for Port Adelaide, who are a really dangerous team as well. But it was definitely an improvement on round one. And yeah, the numbers were a lot better. So, yeah, there's positive and negatives to take, but plenty to work on.
Aisha, you played with a big club, Collingwood, and they got some big personalities and they got a big profile. Has anybody at the Fremantle Dockers surprised you at how good they are at playing footy?
Oh, that's a good question on the spot. Luke Ryan's probably one. He started to get a little bit of talk in Victoria, probably in the last few years. He's an awesome player. It's funny, even when you say it, like Dave Mundy, you probably just don't realise how consistently good he is, and he's a massive guy as well. Those big mids are just super damaging players. We've got a really good list, and you probably don't get to hear as much of some of the names as you'd like, but hopefully going forward, we just turned a really good team.
Absolutely. And you must be enjoying it, eh? Is it, even though you're over there on the Gold Coast in a harbour, you're glad to be back playing footy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a funny first year. Probably spent less time in Perth once the season actually started than in. So it's been interesting, but it's a really good opportunity over here for us to just keep building together. Obviously, it's just such a foreign situation, but something we're trying to make the most of, looking at it in the most positive light as possible. So it's really enjoyable, and yeah, hopefully we can just get a win on the board pretty soon and build from there.
Nice to chat, mate. Good luck against Port Adelaide. Take care.
Appreciate that. Cheers, guys.